I am so sorry for before. I had a mosquito or something fly into my throat, and so I had a coughing situation. So sorry about that. We're going to start all over again. Thank goodness that we are able to do this. So hit it, Stefano. Hello, humanity. Good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. And we are broadcasting right here from Auroville in beautiful southern India in Tamil Nadu. And we are the epicenter, in my opinion, the epicenter of human unity. We have countries from 100, we have 100, I did this last time. We have 53 countries from around the world coming together. And it's an experiment of how can we get along? How can we have good governance? How can we have generosity? How can we have social supports? What are those things that we need? Now, what does that remind you of? You probably may not know, but it is the Happiness Index. What on earth is the Happiness Index? Well, let me tell you. In 2012, the United Nations passed a resolution, and I have it right here. That resolution was the Happiness Towards a Holistic Definition of Development. And it invited member countries, 156 of them, to come together and look at what is happiness and how do we achieve happiness. So it's not just through the GDP, the gross domestic product, but what is it that makes us happy? And from that, they delineated six indicators of what happiness is. So in the month of March, and we can practice happiness all the time, every time, March 20th is Happiness Day, World Happiness Day. So within these indicators, I just want to focus a little bit on India right now. When the report was first released in 2012, India rated 111th out of 156. Now, a few years later, 8 years later, India has completely dived. India is now at 144. 144. So while our GDP is increasing, our happiness is going down. So what are those indexes? It's, first of all, generosity. Well, before I get into that, how do we measure this? How is this measured? It is measured by Gallup polls and questionnaires, but it's also going to the people. And we're asking the people, what is it that makes you happy? So there's core competence of that. And so we're going to talk about how we can increase our happiness. And of course, we're all about happiness and laughter. But in these six indicators, they are the generosity. And it's instilling happiness by what's inside and what can you give. It doesn't matter if you're a small child. A small child can color something and give it to you. And that certainly brings me joy. Or it might be philanthropy, but it's generosity. The next is social support. How do we support each other individually and as a collective? What does that support mean? It's emotional, it's physical, it's mental, it's spiritual. There are so many ways to support the collective and the individual. Then there's life expectancy. What can we do to promote good life expectancy? And that is our physical, our mental, our emotional, and our spiritual health. They're all interconnected, especially here in Auroville. We have a really beautiful way of doing integral yoga and connecting everything. Then there's the freedom of choice. Yeah, I have the freedom to be here right now with Stefano in the radio station. And I can choose the topics I want to speak about. I can choose various things. But also when I'm in the field, let's say I'm in the field and I am a young girl, I want to be able to have the choice. Do I want to work in the field? Do I want an education? How do I want to lead my life? So it's a freedom of choice. And that is so important. And freedom of choice, we're really looking at empowering not just everyone, but empowering everyone, but also women and youth in particular. Then we have good governance. What is good governance? Okay, it's staying away from corruption. What is that inner joy, that alignment, that integrity that I have that aligns with you, that aligns with everyone? And how do we bring that essence, that inner joy out and share it with everyone? And then, so what everyone talks about is the GDP, the gross domestic product. What are we bringing to the table? In terms of money, in terms of finances. But in this case, it's also a sustainable livelihood. How do we do sustainable livelihoods? And how can everyone be happy? Not just when you're rich, but you need to have certain things to be happy. So over the course of time, we're going to dissect this a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit about the awareness of happiness and how you can share happiness, and how in India and around the world, we can raise the happiness index. By the way, Finland, for the last 3 years, has rated top marks and is the happiest country in the world, according to the Happiness Index. Now, Bhutan, they don't have a GDP, which is the gross product development, domestic product, but they have the gross happiness index. And what do they do? So we're going to explore all of these things. In the meantime, I really encourage you to go and look at yourself in the mirror and see who you are. Look at this beautiful, beautiful person in the mirror. Then I would love for you, if you're under COVID situations right now, imagine, use that imagination of yours and see yourself out in the forest, riding your bicycle, riding a horse, riding a motorbike, dancing, putting headphones on, dancing, whatever it is that brings you joy, and feel that joy right to the depth of your core. Really feel that joy in your mind, in your breath, and in your heart, and share that with the world. Just as right now, we're going to share laughter for healing with the world as we end this scene, as we end this radio program. And on the count of three, let's laugh to the world, knowing that there is a healing. Are you with me, Stefano? One, two, three.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.